Okay, yeah, my uncles are bald, but my Aunt Edna is one of the hairiest women you'll ever meet, so. Sweet lady. It always tickles when she hugs me. What now?
I have to make pee-pee.
Listen, I'm sorry about all of Sheldon's interruptions. He can be a bit of an eccentric.
If by eccentric you mean passive-aggressive East Texas blowhole, I agree.
I think tonight was a very good start.
Me too. You're sure you're okay postponing intercourse until our relationship is past the initial viability test?
No problem. I'm very skilled at postponing intercourse. I guess I'll call you and we'll arrange another evening.
Yes. I believe protocol dictates that you wait a minimum of 18 hours before you call, so I'm not repulsed by your cloying eagerness.
Sure.
Again, it's your decision. You're the man.
No, it wasn't my cat. It was an experiment designed by this guy named Schrodinger.
From the Charlie Brown cartoons?
No, he was some kind of scientist. Let me start again. Oh, hey, Leonard.
Hello.
Leslie.
Hi.
Okay, well, good night.
Okay, well, good night. That ain't gonna make your point.
I'm sorry, I am not going back to the Renaissance Fair.
Come on, Sheldon, there's so few places I can wear my jester costume.
I don't care. There are far too many historical anomalies for my comfort. Oh, okay, how about this? You can go dressed as a Star Trek science officer exploring a planet similar to Earth in the 1500s. You mean like Spock? Sure. Fascinating.
Hey, fellow scientists. Sheldon.
Why don't we all move over there so Leslie can join us?
Yeah, let's do it.
If you're having trouble deciding where to sit, may I suggest one potato, two potato? Or as I call it, the Leslie Winkle experimental methodology.
Don't make this hard for me.
It's not hard. It's simple. You can either sit with me, your friend, colleague, and roommate, or you can sit with an overrated scientist you might have sex with.
You're right, it is simple.
Hey, Sheldon.
Penny.
Third floor tonight? Mixing it up? Oh. I still don't understand why you don't just go to dinner or something.
All right. Let's say I go to dinner alone, and during the meal I have to use the restroom. How do I know someone's not touching my food?
Good night, Sheldon.
Penny, hold on. Are you sure things can't work out with you and Leonard?
Excuse me?
I'm just wondering if you really gave it the old college try. Or in your case, the old community college try.
Okay, where is this coming from?
Leonard is upstairs right now with my arch enemy.
Your arch enemy?
Yes, the Dr. Doom to my Mr. Fantastic. The Dr. Octopus to my Spider-Man. The Dr. Savannah to my Captain Marvel.
Okay, I get it.
You know, it's amazing how many supervillains have advanced degrees. Graduate school should probably do a better job of screening those people out.
Sheldon, come back. You're losing me.
It's Leslie Winkle, Penny. She belittles my research.
Oh, sweetie, I'm sorry.
She called me dumbass.
I know, I heard.
Given this situation, I have no choice but to withdraw my previous objections to your ill-considered relationship with Leonard.
Oh, gee, well, thank you for that. But I think for now, Leonard and I are just going to stay friends.
No, that response is unacceptable to me.
Sheldon, you are a smart guy. You must know...
Smart? I'd have to lose 60 IQ points to be classified as smart.
Are you going to let me talk?
I'm sorry.
You must know that if Leonard and Leslie want to be together, nothing you can do is going to stop it.
You continue to underestimate my capabilities, madam.
Okay, let me put it this way. If you're really Leonard's friend, you will support him no matter who he wants to be with.
Wait a minute. Why am I doing all the giving here? If Leonard's really my friend, why doesn't he have to support me in my hatred of Leslie Winkle?
Because love trumps hate.
Oh, now you're just making stuff up.
Okay, good night, Sheldon.
Oh, Mario. If only I could control everyone the way I control you. Hop, you little plumber. Hop, hop, hop.
When the two of you reach a natural stopping point, I'd like to have a word.
If the word is pee-pee, just do it.
Leonard, you're my friend. And friends support their friends, apparently. So I'm withdrawing my objection to your desire to have a relationship with Leslie.
Thank you.
I will graciously overlook the fact that she is an arrogant, subpar scientist who actually believes loop quantum gravity better unites quantum mechanics with general relativity than does string theory. You kids have fun.
Hang on a second. Loop quantum gravity clearly offers more testable predictions than string theory.
I'm listening. Amuse me.
Okay, well, for one thing, we expect quantized space-time to manifest itself as minute differences in the speed of light for different colors.
Balderdash. Matter clearly consists of tiny strings.
Are you going to let him talk to me like that?
Okay, well, there's a lot of merit to both theories.
No, there isn't. Only loop quantum gravity calculates the entropy of black holes.
Sheldon, don't make that noise. It's disrespectful.
I should hope so. It was a snort of derision.
You agree with me, right? Loop quantum gravity is the future of physics.
Sorry, Leslie. I guess I prefer my space stringy, not loopy.
Well, I'm glad I found out the truth about you before this went any further.
Truth? What truth? We're talking about untested hypotheses. It's no big deal.
Oh, it isn't? Really? Tell me, Leonard, how will we raise the children?
I guess we wait until they're old enough and let them choose their own theory.
You can't let them choose, Leonard. They're children.
Wait, where are you going?
I'm sorry. I could have accepted our kids being genetically unable to eat ice cream or ever get a good view of a parade. But this is a deal breaker.
Look on the bright side.
What's the bright side?
Only 9 more months to Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
Captain, I'm getting an unusual reading.
Yeah, that's great. You guys want corn dog?
Yeah. That's a temporal anomaly. Corn dogs didn't come into existence till the first half of the 20th century.